Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
A slice of death. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Victorian and Edwardian England was an exciting time to be alive. A domestic revolution, really, that altered the work-intensive home life of its people. By 1850, London was the biggest city in the world, leaping from a population of 2 million in 1800 to 20 million at the turn of the 20th century. This domestic revolution was a response to these changes in process and population. If you remember, we did an episode a while back on baby cages. Yeah. Another thing that changed was the way that Edwardian England consumed food. It was the eve of mass production and a newly powerful middle class who was determined to have a more comfortable, easier life than their parents, wanted simplicity and beauty over quality. In the age of Amazon, that idea sounds maybe slightly familiar to you? Like I said, in the name of ease, ignorance, and aesthetics, many of the products 19th century English people consumed had a dangerous edge. Two incredibly popular staples, bread and milk, could literally kill you. Bread was an essential part of the Victorian diet, cheap, filling, available, and affordable. Up until the 19th century, the milling, baking, and selling of a loaf of bread had all been done by the same person. In the Victorian era, however, industrialization separated these roles, and each wave of the bread production process maximized profit margins and created the perfect environment for foodborne danger. First, it was desirable for the flour to be as white as possible. Brown bread was unfashionable and peasant-like. It was also common for bread flour to be cut with other substances. Yes, honestly, just like cocaine. Things that were added to an everyday loaf of bread included, but was not limited to, plaster of Paris, chalk, bean powder, powdered animal bones, iron sulfate, or alum. Although including any of these ingredients into bread is legitimately disgusting, alum will kill you. Alum is a toxic chemical compound derived from aluminum and is popularly used in detergent. It causes bowel problems, malnutrition, diarrhea, dehydration, and death, and is particularly deadly to children. Needless to say, it had no nutritional value. Victorians liked alum because, of course, it was beautifully white, cheap, and added volume to the dough. It also retained water, which made the bread more substantial and, again, more filling. Important, of course, for people who were trying to save a penny on a loaf of bread. But, of course, more than nutrition and more than any of that was its color. Cut cheap, low-quality flour with alum, and your bread looks whiter and more attractive than ever. You can sell that loaf for higher prices, and nobody will ask questions later. The rise of alum meant bread started consistently making people sick, really sick, and killing kids. Unfortunately, we don't know how many, as records of the time are pretty inconsistent. But a doctor named Arthur Hassel caught on that people were dying after eating a lot of bread and started to study it. Hassel was a British physician, chemist, and microscopist who is primarily known for his work in public health and food safety, and he determined that 50% of his sample size, that's 50% of the bread that he studied, was contaminated with alarmingly high levels of alum. And if you think bread was the only foodborne enemy to an 18th century Brit, you'd be wrong. More on deadly Victorian food after the break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.
Almost more than bread, milk posed a danger to public health. Pasteurization was invented in 1862 and would save lives by heating milk products to specific temperatures in order to kill harmful bacteria. Before this became a widespread activity, people who would regularly drink milk might contract bovine tuberculosis. Bovine TB damages the internal organs and the bones of the spine, leading to severe spinal deformities. It is estimated that up to 500,000 children died from bovine TB from milk in the Victorian period. To further endanger milk drinkers and get more from their products, milk producers would remove the sour flavor of milk turned by adding borax powder, or borate. Borax is an alkaline that neutralizes the acidic sour flavors that happen when milk goes bad. The Victorians believed that this purified the milk, but essentially it did the opposite, letting bacteria run rampant through the milk without letting the consumer taste what was going on. Milk going sour is a healthy warning sign to not drink the milk, but with borax, especially with kids, it perfectly masked this biological red flag, causing diarrhea, abdominal pain, nausea, and skin loss. Fun. The craziest thing is, tests on 20,000 milk samples in 1882 showed that a fifth had been mixed with borax, but not by manufacturers, but household milk drinkers themselves, to keep the milk fresh and pure and deadly. Thankfully, all of these deaths were not for nothing. Hassell's life's work of studying food safety revolutionized industrial food processing, leading to the 1860 Food Adulteration Act, and then to food safety laws, including food labeling and regulation of cross-contamination in foods. I want to extend a personal thank you to Dr. Hassell, who laid a safe foundation for my contemporary carb loading. God bless.
Angi has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angi that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angi has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angi app, answer a few questions, and Angi can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angi that. Download the free Angi mobile app today or visit Angi.com. That's Angi.com.